Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On this episode of KPBS Midday Edition, the city of San Diego has a budget deficit, but new reporting shows where they may be leaving money on the table. Watchdog and accountability journalist with the San Diego Union-Tribune, Jeff McDonald, is here. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. The city of San Diego is dealing with a budget deficit. Some efforts to cut costs have been met with public scrutiny, like the recent decision to close Mission Bay bathrooms. But our conversation today takes us a little south of there to Ocean Beach, where the Barnes Tennis Center sits right along the shoreline. The San Diego Union-Tribune did some digging and found the Beachfront Racquet Club is collecting millions in revenue. Good for them. But the city, however, is only charging them $50 a month for the dozen-plus acres of beachfront property they sit on while crying broke. Joining me to talk about it is Jeff McDonald. He's a watchdog and accountability journalist at the San Diego Union-Tribune. Jeff, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here to explain all this. So take us to the Barnes Tennis Center in Ocean Beach. How would you describe the property?
Well, it's beautiful. It's right along the river near the Sunset Cliffs Boulevard on Point Loma Boulevard. It's about 12 acres and, a couple of dozen tennis courts. And in recent years, they've responded to community, demands and added pickleball and other racket sports. And, they host tournaments and they give lessons and, people play there for fun. We've probably all driven by it.
Well, the center is run by a nonprofit, Youth Tennis San Diego. What can you tell us about the group?
Well, they organized, I think, in the early 1990s and put together this plan to develop the center. It's city-owned property, and they negotiated a lease with the city that was very beneficial to them. To their credit, they did take on the risk and invest the money to improve the property. The city granted it a 35-year lease, flat rent at $600 a year. So while they've been, experiencing significant growth and revenues, the city hasn't always kept up with enjoying the benefits of that success.
Mm. So how do their costs then compare with their revenue?
Well, they're making the most recent year we have available is calendar 2024, and they reported just over $7 million in revenue, assets of a little less than that. So they're doing great financially. We looked at about 5 years worth of funding, and it just tops $21 million. So they've been growing pretty seriously since COVID. And, it's not surprising why people love pickleball and tennis, and that's a beautiful place to play.
I'll bet. The city auditor found several permitting violations by the tennis center. Can you walk us through those?
Yes, they've been apparently violating the lease terms, not fulfilling some of the EIR terms, that's environmental impact report terms, when they've done some development. Most recently, there's a dispute over a property that's within the leasehold that's been used as a parking lot. They graded it, the city says, illegally. The board president tells me it was done in an effort to control the dust that nearby residents were complaining of when drivers would go onto the parking lot. So they put some gravel on it. The city says that was a violation. And there are a couple of other terms that they've not complied with. The charity says they've done their best to engage the city and to work on solutions and has had difficulty getting responses and commitments out of City Hall. So that's the charity's position.
So I just want to go back to this $600 annual rent. So, I mean, okay, aside from sort of this non-enforcement of violations here, they were able to pull off $600 in annual rent. What was the justification? What did the city give as justification for giving that amount for a lease?
Well, this is the explanation I received from a number of people. Certainly, the former city manager Jack McGrory, who is now the board president of Youth Tennis San Diego. His position is that, you know, the city wasn't using this property. It was basically just sand. The entity took on all the risk and all the capital to build the tennis courts, and they've been operating it and constructing it and maintaining it for decades now. And that the city wasn't interested in, I don't want to say profiteering, but in making a profit off the property. They thought the benefit at the time was the public benefit of having a tennis center at no city expense was worth giving up the land for. So they approved a 35-year lease that's just a flat rate with no step increases built in. Curiously enough, Jack McGrory himself signed the lease on behalf of the city. He told me his kids have grown up visiting the center and using the center, and he's incredibly proud of it, and it's a terrific asset to the community, which I'm sure is all true. He only joined the board recently, and I say some years ago, not in the 90s, but he doesn't see any conflict of interest between his approval of the lease in the 1990s and his service to the board of directors today. He is seeking a lease extension. He's told me that they've tried to engage the city as far as extending the lease or renegotiating terms of it. And again, the city's not been responsive.
I mean, what's the concern that deal was just a real disservice to taxpayers?
Well, of course, hindsight is 2020. We all know that. But, you know, the city right now is confronting a very significant budget deficit, and it's structural. And every year we go through these roller coasters of whether we're going to cut libraries or police or park services or, you know, most recently close the bathrooms at Mission Bay. What this investigation showed, as have previous investigations, even earlier this year, is the city does a poor job maintaining its real estate assets and is leaving a lot of money on the table because they're signing long-term leases that are to the benefit of the lessees and the tenants, not so much to the residents.
So what's the city auditor's office recommending at this point? What do they recommend the city do about this?
Well, to be clear, they didn't interview the lessee because their job is to oversee the city and the city's administration. They say, of course, the lease needs to be renegotiated. They also say the enforcement has to be, the lease has to be enforced, and the entity, the tenant, has to abide by terms, previous terms that agreed to. And they also chastise the city administration for failing to enforce much of any code enforcement on its leased assets around the city, well beyond the Barnes Tennis Center. So their findings were pretty eye-popping in that, you know, the real estate folks at the city of San Diego don't do a good enough job policing their leases, enforcing their leases, making sure the city is collecting market rate revenue from its assets, which is obviously a problem when we're confronting budget deficits that require bathrooms to be closed.
And the mayor, how has the mayor's office responded?
Well, they agreed with all the findings. They agreed with the three main recommendations that I just outlined, and they have a three-year plan to implement those recommendations. So, you know, we'll see what happens. They also agreed with the findings of an audit earlier this year on the city's golf courses that found the same thing, that the city was leaving money on the table, not enforcing its lease terms, and not maximizing its revenue. And the city agreed with all those. And again, these things are, you know, they take a long time to turn around and to enforce. And there's some, you know, legal hurdles they have to go through because the city did sign, in this case, with the Barnes Tennis Center, a 35-year agreement. So they can't just change the terms willy-nilly. But what they can do is enter into negotiations to rewrite the lease, perhaps extend it, but certainly make sure that, you know, the revenue is market rate.
Now, were you able to speak with the owners of the Barnes Tennis Center or the nonprofit Youth Tennis San Diego for this story?
Yes, Mr. McGrory returned my call to the CEO, and we spoke at length about his position, the center's position, all the good they're doing for the community, all the dollars they bring into the community through hosting national pickleball tournaments and other, you know, major events that do draw, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of visitors to the community. So that's all well and good. But again, he didn't dispute that they didn't get a permit for the grading. His answer to me on that question was they didn't realize they needed one. So, you know, they're working to correct that. They also agree that they are getting a good deal financially and that they're open to renegotiating terms of the lease. But again, Mr. McGrory's beef was that the city hasn't been engaging him and responding and returning his entreaties to do so. He told me he would love another 35-year lease, maybe a 50-year lease, obviously at revised rates, but he can't get the city to, I don't want to say return his calls, but to engage in a meaningful negotiation.
Interesting. Well, it was a good deal. It certainly is a good deal, I should say. What is the significance of this in the context of San Diego's overall budget picture, you think?
Well, it's millions of dollars in lost revenue. And, you know, if we look at the cities, we know they have a structural budget deficit of, I want to say nine figures, right? It's 100 million plus every year. And we go through this roller coaster of cutting back services, libraries, parks, whatnot, every year. So certainly if we did a better job managing our assets, as we all do in our real lives at home, then we could raise some revenue. I'll give one other recent example. The San Diego Zoo doesn't pay any rent to the city, and they have 100 plus acres in Balboa Park.
Wow. Well, we'll have to leave it there, Jeff. That is all incredibly interesting and something we'll continue to follow for sure. I've been speaking with Jeff McDonald. He's a watchdog and accountability journalist at the San Diego Union Tribune. Jeff, as always, thank you so very much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.